Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview today over the phone. We are joined by Dr. Ashley Yager, the Heart Initiative Coordinator for USU Extension, and we're going to be talking about a pretty special event coming up here in the Castle Country area, which is going to be the Light to Remember for International Overdose Day. So, Dr. Yager, thank you again for taking the time to join us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's kind of jump into a few details of it. So it's coming up Saturday, August 31st, and it'll be at Huntington State Park from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. But I think the big question for people who might not be acquainted with the event is why it's taking place. So can you just kind of describe that?
Yeah, so International Overdose Awareness Day is across internationally, right, across the nation, internationally at different countries throughout the world, all on the same day in that same region, right? So August 31st, we recognize all the people that we have lost to substance use, overdose, and any of those kind of related deaths. And, you know, people think that maybe this isn't a problem in certain communities, but it's actually an issue everywhere. And so we wanted to hold a space for people who have lost loved ones, friends, colleagues, coworkers, neighbors, and anybody else who wants to join and just join us in solidarity to hold a space for people without any stigma and talk about overdose prevention and just recognize that there is hope, right? And talk about resources and recovery and just provide everyone resources.
And so let's kind of talk over some of those resources that people might be able to find at this event. So things get kicked off with a performance from the Hope Children's Choir, which I haven't been able to hear their perform. That's something you're not going to want to miss.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be beautiful and set the tone for the event. And then we'll have a naloxone training, a couple small naloxone trainings during the event. We have also a moment of silence where we'll join together and just hold a space for people. We'll have a luminary lighting ceremony at 8 p.m. And then throughout the event, we will also have people can come and decorate a luminary for their loved one, or, you know, you don't have to put anything on it. And there's also a memory wall where people can come and write a memory or put a picture of their loved one.
And this is an event that for people who may have found themselves losing a loved one to overdose, it can be a big part of that healing process and kind of helping make sure that in our community we're aware of this issue and making sure we're doing what we can as citizens in order to try and combat that the best we can.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, our area continues to be high in the state for the number of overdose deaths that we have. So it's important for us to have this event here to just bring people together and talk about these resources because our communities do have so many great resources in Carbon and Emory County for people who are currently using substances, for people who are in recovery, and for family members as well.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities for people around the community to be able to learn about these things. And now let's kind of take a bit of an abstract approach to this, but how can members of the community best aid in the fight against overdose?
Yeah, so I think getting out and right knowing what your resources are is key, but also getting trained on naloxone or Narcan anytime you see an opportunity to get trained on that. And that's the temporary opioid overdose reversal medication. And so you can actually save a life by getting trained on Narcan. Anybody and everybody can do it. And I recommend that everyone have Narcan at their house or at their place of work in your first aid kit. It's a great thing to have because you never know when somebody might take too many medication, right? And like forget they've taken them or experience an overdose.
Now, if anyone out there looks up Dr. Yager's staff page for USU Extension, it'll say that she loves community education, and it shows with events like this. It's a great opportunity to get out and learn about problems that may not be affecting you directly, but do have an effect on our community. Now, Dr. Yager, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I hope that everyone can join us, but if you can't, you can join with us, you know, remotely and just hold that space on your own at your home. But also, if rides or transportation is a barrier, we do have free rides available from Price, East Carbon, and Castledale. So if you need a ride, go ahead and check out our Facebook page. It has all the details on there, and we're continuing to update them. But come join us, have a meal, and just get together in hope and healing.
Again, that was Dr. Ashley Yager talking about the upcoming A Light to Remember Memorial event at Huntington State Park. That will be Saturday, August 31st from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.